Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Debbie Menning of the Guthrie County Arts Council about the Holiday Artist Showcase series that's taking place each Saturday in November from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Art on State in Guthrie Center. So tell me about generally what is going on for this November artist series.
Well, we're having the Holiday Artist Showcase Series. It's sponsored by the Guthrie County Arts Council. It will take place every Saturday in November from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Art on State in Guthrie Center. It's probably one of the most ambitious and comprehensive events that we've ever had right here at Art on State in Guthrie Center. So we're looking forward to all the events. Every Saturday we have featured artists, wine tasting and refreshments, and also a membership drive where if someone comes in and pays their 2019 membership dues, they'll receive 20% off all of their purchases. Then each Saturday has its own special events. For example, on November 3rd is our kickoff. We have three artists for that day: Mark Pearson from Backroads Photography in Malvern, Iowa; Leela Schwartz, author and painter from right here in Guthrie Center; Shirley Kontz, painter from Panora, and Shirley will also be demonstrating her fluid acrylic painting. The other special event we have for our November 3rd kickoff is we're partnering with Cabbage Rose Restaurant right across the street here. They will be open for lunch from 11 to 1, and everyone who has lunch there will receive a free dessert here at Art on State. On November 11th, we have Nancy Michelson Kite, one of our artists. She's actually a Guthrie Center High School graduate, and she's a painter from Auburn, Nebraska. We have Deanna Sheely of Sunshine Designs Stitchery. She's another Guthrie Center graduate. And we also have Sherry Highland, Highland Pottery of Guthrie Center, and Sherry will be demonstrating her pottery. And we'll have live music by John Tesdall. November 17th will be our largest group of artists. We have Michael Klein-Walterink, who's actually a Panorama graduate, and his wonderful photography. We'll have Rebecca Scholl, a painter from Dexter. Bill Lloyd and his unique designs from various mediums, and Bill's from Linden. We have Becky Benton and Lydia Grizzle and their Shared Journey Jewelry, also from Guthrie Center. And we have Jen Hewitt and Jewels Vintage Designs from Panora. And then finally, the grand finale of the kickoff will be November 4th, which is actually Small Business Saturday. Artists that day are Betty Trost, Three Smooth Stones from Des Moines, Annie Hall, painter from Coon Rapids, Jen Hewitt will be back again with Jewels, and a special activity will be Judy Zimmerlein from Adair. She'll have a make and take greeting card activity. We'll also have some extra special live music that day by Dave Malum, a guitarist, vocalist, and storyteller from Cedar Falls, Iowa, along with John Tesdall, again from Guthrie Center. And Main Street Guthrie Center will be doing its second annual free poinsettia promotion right here in our store. So big event, and we're looking forward to a great turnout.
And that's the 24th that you mentioned for that last Saturday.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Did I say that wrong?
You said the 4th.
Oh, November 24th. Yes. Thanks for the correction. Yes.
Well, it sounds like most of the artists involved with this month-long showcase, most of them are from the Guthrie County and Guthrie Center area. Do you think this is just emblematic of the artistic talent that is in the area?
Absolutely. Just tremendous talent, and even when you come into the store, you're just blown away by all the creativity. And
is this the first year the Guthrie County Arts Council is putting this event on?
This event, yes. We've had another event in the fall, and we just decided to try something different this fall. So this is actually the first Holiday Artist Showcase series. We hope it'll become an annual event.
Tell me more about the membership. Is that membership to the Arts Council?
Yes. Arts Council memberships are $35, and the membership fees go to help us basically promote our events and all of our projects. We're very appreciative of all of our members who not only contribute financially, but who also volunteer their time as well. So we would invite and encourage anyone who is passionate about the arts in any way to, you don't have to be an artist, just passionate about the arts. We would love to have you as one of our members.
And you said that on November 3rd, if people purchase or re-up their membership, they'll get a discount here at Art on State?
Yeah, 20% discount that day, and that actually goes for every Saturday. Every Saturday, if someone comes in and buys a membership, they'll get 20% off on that particular Saturday.
In November.
In November, right.
For those who might not know much about the Guthrie County Arts Council, how does the Holiday Artist Series factor into its programming?
We have normally three major events each year. One is in June, and that is Art in the Village in Panora. Then we have something in the fall, which this year it's our Holiday Artist Showcase Series. And then we have our annual fundraiser event in February, which is a dinner concert at Cabbage Rose Restaurant. Seating is limited and we sell tickets and we already have plans for that in the works. So when people come in November, we'll be giving them a save the date card with all the information about our next event, which is in February.
This event happening throughout the month is a way to get people to come and check out Art on State. And for those who might not be so familiar, how is Art on State serving Guthrie County?
Well, we are operated solely by volunteers. We have no paid staff, and we exist solely to promote the artists and their art, to give them a place to showcase what they do and an opportunity to sell and earn some money and certainly get the admiration and appreciation of all of us who are not artists when we see their amazing talents.
Why would you encourage folks to come out? Is there a lot of holiday shopping that participants can do?
There will definitely be some, and it is a good way to get started on your holiday, your Christmas shopping. One thing to remember, too, we, in addition to art, we also have some nice consumable gifts for people who have everything or are hard to buy for. We have wonderful chocolates. We have great wine. We have greeting cards, we have hand lotion, so things like that for people that are really hard to buy for.
And the artist series from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., this is a free event to attend?
Absolutely, and it includes refreshments, free refreshments, wine tasting, live music, so yes, absolutely free.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Debbie Menning of the Guthrie County Arts Council talking about their Holiday Artist Showcase series that kicks off this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Art on State. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.